The What Really Happened Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show here on this Thursday, heading into the Labor Day weekend. Everybody relaxed and doing what they do to celebrate the end of summer. Not a big issue here in Hawaii, obviously. Actually, I like the cooler time of year. Alrighty, a little interesting statistic here. Between 1987 and 2007, nationwide spending on prisons in the United States of America increased 127%. Most of this is for very, very minor crimes, you know, smoking a marijuana cigarette or something. And prisons have become a big industry. They're privatized. There are corporations that make money, and the more people the police arrest and lock up, the more money these prison corporations can make. Many of them operate prison-based industries, which is another factor taking away high-paying jobs from ordinary Americans. They run call centers. They run light manufacturing. They actually run accounting for companies. And every one of these prisoners who's working for way, way below minimum wage is a job that's taken away from another American. That's okay. The U.S. Armed Forces has plenty of employment opportunities for you here. Now, we're getting this interesting story out of the New York Times, where apparently emails have surfaced and leaked, revealing that a New York Times reporter took a story from one of his colleagues at the New York Times, just copied it off the disk, whatever, and forwarded it to the Central Intelligence Agency without permission so the CIA could basically review it and make sure it was okay. It wasn't going to upset anybody if it got published. And it's just another reminder that the corporate media, the New York Times, all these television networks are under direct control of the U.S. government through various intelligence agencies and through people actually placed right on the floor, the U.S. military. There was a story that came out a few years back how CNN has U.S. military intelligence officers working in their newsroom to make sure that only the right view of the war is going out there over the CNN. We know about the CIA's activity. It's called Operation Mockingbird, and it goes back almost to the end of World War II, where they were admiring just how wonderfully well the Nazis had controlled the German media. And they set about figuring out how could the U.S. government covertly control America's free press to make it not free. And they found out it wasn't going to take all that much effort. They just had to make sure that certain key executives at certain key media were CIA assets, and they could basically control the whole shebang. I think the running joke in Washington, D.C. was that you could buy a journalist at a major newspaper for less money than you would spend on a hooker, which certainly seems to be true. That's why we call them prostitutes, by the way. I actually ran into some of these bozos when I was working at CBS Television City. And basically, the impression I got from, they're wonderfully polite, see, very polite, very, very civil people, I will grant them that. It's not like the FBI, which had this sort of swagger and arrogance that identifies them very, very easily. But ultimately, in terms of their ethics and morals, they basically impress me as, you know, mafia thugs wrapped in the American flag and just as dangerous. And I basically delinked from them as quickly as I possibly could here. But so we have this story coming out of the New York Times where one reporter is taking stories written by other reporters and sending them over to the CIA to make sure that they will pass muster. So for those of you who read the New York Times, rest assured that you are viewing the CIA-approved version of what's going on in the world. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting back to the New York Times, a while back, there was a story that was covered by the New York Times about how the CIA was smuggling weapons into this hired mercenary army inside Syria, the so-called Free Syria Army. Apparently, somebody just went back and looked at the story and found that the New York Times has edited out the mention of the CIA smuggling that was in that story. They're already going back and doing that George Orwell thing here. Little interesting story you should all know about the New York Times. Back almost 100 years ago, the New York Times was just another tabloid rag. It was not a big paper. It was one of dozens that were in New York City back when we had a multiplicity of media sources to preserve freedom of discussion. And the New York Times ran stories that today would be considered tabloid, speculation about the alien civilization building canals that could be seen through, on Mars, that could be seen through telescopes here on Earth and that kind of stuff. And they were engaged in publicity stunts to try and build their circulation. And one of the publicity stunts they had bought a radio. Radio was still brand new in the day. Back then, it was all Morse code. The voice transmission wasn't there, and certainly not radios in people's homes and cars or anything like that. So they had a big antenna on the roof of their New York Times office building. They were sharing the building with other people. And they rented a storefront window on street level. And they put the actual radio in there with the radio operators, listening to whatever was happening out there, which wasn't a great deal of anything at the time. And so people walking by the street could look in at this new high-tech marvel and see the people just tapping away on their cookies, listening on their headphones, and wonder what it was all about. On the night the Titanic sank, the New York Times radio operators got a third-hand report that Titanic had struck the iceberg. But no mention of the aftermath. And the editor of the New York Times decided to gamble, wrote a story that the ship had sunk, and got it to the presses. The next morning, when it was confirmed the Titanic had sunk, the New York Times was the only newspaper with that story on its front page. And it was an overnight success, and they just kept cranking out more stories about the fate of the Titanic. It was an attention-grabbing story. They were the first ones out there, and that one little roll of the dice, because if Titanic had not sunk, the New York Times would have vanished. On that one story, that was what turned the New York Times from being just another New York tabloid into being what was considered a leading paper. So, daring gamble, and it did pay off. But at the time they went to press with that story, there had been no report yet of the ship actually sinking. But that's kind of the mentality behind the New York Times. So now they're basically serving the U.S. government, and they're propagandizing on behalf of the government and the war machine and the corporations, and they're very much in bed with the Central Intelligence Agency here, which is kind of weird. I actually got an email solicitation from the New York Times today. Subscriptions now 50% off. I guess they're not able to get their stuff out there. And, you know, 50% off, you know, of the New York Times. So I wrote back and I said, wow, all the lies and propaganda for only half price? Sign me up. I haven't heard back from them. There's been another school violence situation. The gun grabbers are not going to be able to use this one because apparently there was a stabbing incident outside a school that was stopped by a passerby who had a concealed handgun license. And he pulled his gun, and the stabbing was aborted, and a life was saved. And everybody's saying, oh boy, how can we spin this to say guns are bad? And again, the police are never there while the crime is being committed. They show up afterwards in their pretty little uniforms and their buttons and everything, and they'll pose with the dead bodies for the newspaper photos and say, yes, we promise retribution or justice or whatever it is they're promising here. And by the way, you're parked too far from the curb. Here, have a ticket. Average response time for a 911 call in the United States of America is 21 minutes. The police cannot and will not protect you from crime. In fact, there have been a couple of notable cases where the police didn't show up to stop a crime in progress, and they got sued, and the court said, well, actually, technically, the police aren't obligated to place themselves at risk to protect you. And this came out of this case a few years back where these women were roommates in this little town. I think it was in Georgetown, but I may be off on that one. And basically, two of the girls were living upstairs, and one of the girls was living downstairs. And the girls upstairs heard somebody breaking in and raping the girl downstairs. And they called the police. They called 911 and said, there's a person here right now. He's raping this woman. We're afraid of our lives. And the operator said, police are on the way. Police are on the way. Police are on the way. Time went by. No police. Finally, the noise downstairs subsided, and the two girls upstairs figured the perpetrators were gone. They went down to help their roommate. Turned out the perpetrators were still there, tied the other two girls up, and had their way with them all night long. The girls sued the police for not showing up after they called 911, and the courts threw the case out of court. No, they're not obligated. They'll show up if they can, if they feel like it. Now, if you're a scanner enthusiast, that's one of those radios that will listen to multiple frequencies and police and fire and aircraft and so forth and so on, you're probably aware by now the police radios have all gone to encryption so that you can't eavesdrop on what they're saying. And the reason that happened was officially given because police were saying racial epithets and it was resulting in a poor image of the police by the public, and therefore we're going to encrypt all the radios. What was really going on, because I used to be a big scanner radio enthusiast, I had shortwave radios and all this stuff going on, you would hear the police showing up where somebody was being murdered. And you'd hear them on the radio saying, I think we should wait until we're sure the the killer has gone. Because they don't want to walk in and catch the bullets. You know, we're just going to wait until somebody's dead and the perpetrator's gone, and we'll go in and pose for the press cameras, you know, with the body. And that's what they really didn't want the public to hear. So that's why all of the radios are now encrypted. You know, they were also saying, well, we've got to encrypt the police radios because criminals are listening on the radios for when the police are arriving. No, they're not. They know they got 21 minutes before the police show up, assuming their victim gets a 911 call out. They know how long it's going to take the police to get there. When they plan their little move, they go in, they do what they're going to do, they get out. And unless the homeowner or store owner has a firearm to defend themselves with, the criminals are going to get what they want. Yeah, which is good for the insurance companies because they'll sell more insurance policies against, you know, theft and intrusion. And it's good for the alarm companies because they'll sell more alarms. And it's good for the police because it proves the police are necessary, even though the police aren't actually doing anything to thwart the crimes. So, another little story here. Bloomberg is reporting on carrying this article by Chris Whalen and Barry Reitholz, basically confirming what we've been saying all along. The big four banks must cheat, have no option but to cheat and commit fraud to hide the fact that they are already insolvent. We've been talking about this for a long time with regard to the obvious manipulation of the American stock market. We know that there was that meeting last March where J.P. Morgan Chase basically went in and said they are overvaluing their assets by about $150 billion. They're inflating their assets, they're rigging the stock market because they've got stocks in their portfolio to keep their asset levels up to where they can still pretend to be solvent. It's all a game, it's all illusion. And again, that movie Margin Call, we loved it. Was very highly rated, hardly ever seen, which tells you just to what control Wall Street has over entertainment in this country. Not just funding and so forth, but if somebody puts together something they don't like, it just doesn't get out there. And I can't think of a better example than Inside Job. Best documentary, Oscar last year. Hard to find. It's not even on Netflix. It was online for a while. I don't know if it's online. Again, if go out and buy the DVD. You can still buy the DVD. It is worth having in your DVD library because it really lays out just how this whole thing came down. They don't get all the details and all the nitty-gritty that was going on behind the scenes. But they basically lay out the case that the current economic hardship we are all suffering came out of nothing more than greed and fraud coming from Wall Street. Another documentary you should have in your DVD collection, I don't know if it's on Netflix, I'll make a point of looking at it, looking for it and talking about it tomorrow. It's called The Smartest Guys in the Room, about the Enron meltdown. And I realize Enron is fading into history. But if you look at it as a character study of the kind of people who rise to prominence in these corporations, you begin to see a pattern. And again, it's the same pattern that Jeremy Irons portrays so wonderfully well in Margin Call. These are sick people. They're money junkies. They're sociopaths. They are clearly, demonstrably, unable to feel any sympathy whatsoever for all the people who are harmed in their games. It's all, you know, there's going to be a winner and a loser. I just work to make sure that we're the winner, and hey, too bad for the losers. Complete lack of any sensitivity to them. I could never be a banker for the same reason I could never be a doctor. The first time I hurt somebody or killed somebody, I couldn't handle it. I know that about myself. I mean, my mother always wanted me to be a doctor, and you know, and I knew I didn't have the temperament for it. You know, I think that's why I went into science and engineering, because you break your machine or the computer, it's just metal. You haven't ruined a life. But bankers ruin lives by the millions because they're going to get the bonus. So, big banks are cheating, hiding their insolvency, can't prop it up much longer. I know Obama is hoping they can hold it together until November. Not going to happen. Going to take a commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk a little bit about this so-called girl band over in Russia called Pussy Riot, where we have all these big stars like John Lennon and Madonna, and the American media saying, oh, these poor girls, their rights are being trampled on, and Russia is so bad for doing it. And we're seeing it really start to ramp up, this kind of propaganda, ever since the Russian government took back control from their central bank regarding interest rates in order that the bank serve the people of Russia and not the other way around. And we can't have any of that kind of crap going on in this world right now. Somebody put together a very good overview of this so-called, you know, soft revolution, soft power, this attempt to disrupt and infiltrate and damage other countries. And they have put out a very good history of the people who put together this Pussy Riot group, and it is currently linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And basically the short version is, and I'm going to warn you, there are some pictures of naked people in this little layout there, because apparently this group, this so-called artist cooperative who put Pussy Riot together, their whole thing is to go out and behave in such shocking ways that they provoke a response. And the so-called Pussy Riot band, if you will, they don't have any albums. They can't actually play music. They get up on a stage and they scream obscenities and they bang on guitars that aren't even in tune. They call it art. They went into a church and just disrupted the place. And they got arrested for it. And if an American group had done exactly the same thing in the Washington Cathedral, they'd be in jail. Because it's trespassing on private property and basically disrupting what's going on in there. This group set out to provoke a response that the Western media could then turn around and scream, Russia is suppressing freedom of speech and so forth over there in Russia. So if you look at this little group, the untold story of Pussy Riot, you will understand where these people are coming from and what they're doing and why they're trying to basically provoke a response that could be used for propaganda purposes. We see this time and time and time again. We're in a story now where apparently up in Chicago, ComEd is now acknowledging that some of these new smart meters, the ones that wirelessly transmit your electrical usage to the electric company so they can bill you for it, have caused fires. Small fires, you know, not a lot of damage, but they're causing fires on the homes where they're installed. And ComEd is saying it isn't the meters themselves, it's the way they're being installed. But still, it's another strike against these machines. We have been hearing time and time again, homeowners who have these new smart meters installed see their electric bills go up. Even though the whole point of the smart meter is they don't have to pay somebody to come around and read the meter. In theory, it would be a really good idea. But the smart meters seem to be overreading your electric usage. And now they're proving to be a fire hazard. It's another reason to start putting solar cells and windmills on your house and just unplug completely. Although you can't do that. I remember in Southern California, when we were still living back there, was one of the most bizarre stories we'd ever seen. A very famous, prominent architect had designed and built a house that was completely self-sustaining. Got all of its energy from wind and sun, natural cooling, all of this stuff. No 110-volt outlets anywhere in the property. And the city of Los Angeles threatened to condemn the property and have it torn down because it didn't meet the building code. Because the Los Angeles building code says you must have electricity provided by Southern California Edison. There is no choice. You will plug into the grid. And this was at a time when people were already screaming, we're too dependent on foreign oil, and we're too dependent on nuclear reactors, and we're too dependent on this, and we should be developing self-sustaining homes. And the instant somebody actually went out and did it, oh no, you can't do that. We'll come down with, we'll get one of those Israeli bozers, and we'll knock your place down. Because we can't have houses that are not slave to the power corporations, or the water corporations, or the sewage corporations, or any of the other corporations that prey on the general population by creating a deliberate sense of dependency. That's basically the issue here. You will be dependent on the electric company. How dare you be independent? So we're seeing more and more of this stuff out here. And again, it's more and more abuses of the general population. It's illegal to live off the grid. I mean, up in Oregon, that where it says it's illegal to collect rain that falls on your property because the raindrops, those are His Majesty's raindrops. And you are poaching His raindrops, knave. You'll be fogged for that. Apparently, the top-selling album in Great Britain last week is Rihanna's Talk That Talk, and it sold only 9,500 units. Everybody's screaming, oh, it's the album parts, it's this, it's that. But if you look at the sales of all the albums that weren't selling quite as well, it's general across the board. You want to know why it's happening? It's got nothing to do with content pirates. First of all, Britain's economy is in as bad a shape as it is here in the United States of America. People don't have money to buy albums. Second, and we reported on this a couple of weeks ago, actual computerized analysis of modern pop corporate-produced music shows, it all sounds the same. It's the same beats and the same chords and a cute little girl in a skimpy outfit on the front of the album cover because that's what they think will sell. And there's no experimentation. There are no controversial lyrics. All the things that made 60s rock music great are gone. It wears the skin of rock music, but it isn't rock music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. Often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to refer you back to one of the commercials you just heard about protecting yourself from the new superbugs. And a lot of people don't really understand what that word means. Okay, when they talk about the superbugs, those arose out of a tendency for the pharmaceutical industries and doctors to basically overprescribe antibiotics. This goes all the way back to the discovery of penicillin. Oh, the new wonder cure. Apply it everywhere and give it to everybody. And the problem is that the antibiotics did kill off most of the germs in your body. But the ones that weren't killed were immune to the antibiotics, and those were the ones that continued to reproduce and infect. And over the course of time, you remember that old saying from Nietzsche, that which does not kill me makes me stronger. That's certainly true for bacteria. And the very generous use, some say overuse, of antibiotics led to strains of these illnesses that are antibiotic resistant, and that's what they mean when they talk about the superbugs. And of course, the pharmaceutical industry, rather than pull back on the sales and application of antibiotics, developed more and more antibiotics. But they've run out of new antibiotics that they can put out there that don't actually kill the patient. And I think the most powerful antibiotic out there is called colistin. It was discovered in 1949. And it will kill superbugs, but it also causes massive kidney failure. So you can die from the bug or you can die from the cure. And this may be the end of the antibiotic rage, because the antibiotics swept the planet of the weaker bacteria, and we now have a new generation of evolved superbacteria that are immune to the antibiotics. I think one of the big failures of medical science is this idea that they can come up with a cure or a treatment that works in the lab, and the world will operate the way their lab did, and everything will be stable and continue with the new medication out there. And they really don't think about the fact that nature is going to adapt to the change in the environment. That's what evolution is. That's where the superbugs come from. And so you need to understand the superbugs are something that were created by the medical establishment. Inadvertently, accidentally, they create a lot of things by accident, but that's basically where it came from, and that's what they're talking about when they mean the superbugs. The antibiotic-resistant strains of things like staph that came about because of the use of the antibiotics here. And by the way, if you are on antibiotics, excuse me, and you see that little comment on the label to take it all, complete the prescription. It's because when you take an antibiotic, you'll start to feel better almost immediately. And if you stop taking the antibiotic, the infection will come back, and it will be the ones that the antibiotic didn't kill. So if you are taking antibiotics, you know, you definitely need to pay attention where it says take them all. Don't save them for the next time you get sick. A lot of people do that. My first wife used to do that all the time. Alrighty, somebody apparently just got hold of a video of the Israeli Navy trying to sink Palestinian fishing boats. Another one of those little affronts there by Mitt Romney's superior culture over there. And let's see, the non-alignment meets in Iran defying the United States. How dare you defy the United States? Have you noticed, certainly from the pronouncements coming out of Hillary Clinton and Obama, they still think the United States is a world power. And in terms of the ability to blow up the world, yeah, the U.S. is still pretty much up there on the top level. But power is expressed in other ways than the nuclear arsenal or the chemical weapons or the biological weapons. Power rests in political power. It rests in moral authority. It rests in economic power. And on those categories, the U.S. very clearly is in decline. Contrary to the propaganda that Iran has now been successfully isolated by the United States and Israel, it is the United States and Israel who are in fact isolated. And this non-aligned movement summit in Tehran pretty much proves that. Our economic power is gone. We're drowning in debt because we're slaves to a banking system that creates more debt than money. And we certainly have long ago lost our moral authority in the world by being Israel's slave and constantly sending our children to die in wars on Israel's enemies. So, let's see. Over at Common Dreams, they've got a wonderful story. I haven't put it up yet. I'll probably do that after the show's over. Liars, how much unmitigated hogwash can the American political system contain? Well, it's not containing it. It's getting out there. That's why there's so much fury among rank-file Republicans against the GOP leadership. We know what was done. We watched them do it. We saw it step by step, how they decided they're going to give us Mitt Romney no matter who we want. So the hogwash is no longer contained. Definitely, definitely that. All righty. Now, a lot of concern is we hear about Morgan Stanley teetering on the edge of collapse, and it will probably drag down one or two other companies with it. There'll be screams from taxpayer bailouts and all the rest. There's a growing awareness, starting with MF Global and a couple of these other companies, where supposedly sequestered assets were being used to cover short positions, always on the idea, well, you know, we'll bounce back tomorrow and we'll put the money back in their accounts. It's illegal, by the way. But people who saw their own personal accounts vanish in companies like MF Global have gone to court to sue, and the courts have come back with a dangerous legal precedent saying that because no fraud or theft was actually intended by these financial companies, there's no criminality, and therefore there's no legal recourse. We can't put them in jail. Basically, this is the legalized version of saying they meant well when they took your retirement funds. And now, of course, more and more attention is being focused on the fact that there are already legal authorizations in place for the government acting on behalf of the banks to open safety deposit boxes to look for assets of value that can be used to prop up the bank's solvency. So the lesson here is very clear. Banks are no longer safe for the American people. They're wonderfully safe for corporations and other banks. They're not safe for the American people. F Global taught us that. Several scandals since then have taught us that. We already know the authorization exists for safe deposit box contents to be confiscated to prop up the banks. Same thing Roosevelt did with gold in 1933. Loot the people to save the banks. Because banks are much more important than people to the U.S. government. So my advice to our listeners has always been and continues to be, only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your obligations. Pay cash whenever you can. Do not use those credit cards. Do not use those debit cards. Start to delink from the system. Start to learn how to live your life without having a bank involved in every single aspect of your life. Keep as much of your money under your own control as you can. If you have anything in your safety deposit box that is worth anything to anybody else other than yourself, you probably want to think about getting it home, get a little fire vault, you know, hide it in your garage, bolt it to the floor, or whatever. You know, if you're just using your safety deposit box for off-site data storage, you're probably safe. But I wouldn't be keeping your heirloom jewelry in it, or your gold coins or silver coins. If you have any of those things, you want them under your control. Because when the big crash happens, all bets are off. And the federal government of the United States of America since 2008 has shown a clear policy position that the banks will be protected at the expense of the American people. And again, nothing new. That's exactly what Roosevelt did in 1933. You will turn in your gold and give it to the banks, and they'll give you a bunch of pretty printed pieces of paper. Make you feel good about that. And of course, the paper is now worth nowhere near what the gold and silver, the gold was that was confiscated. So people are worried about safety deposit box being drilled open and raided. We're getting another report out of Syria that the so-called Free Syria Army, the good guys, Al-Qaeda, we've always been friends with Al-Qaeda, they have been seen beheading Christians for being Christians. We know that the Syrian mercenaries literally starved a predominantly Christian town, laid siege to it, cut off all supplies. So the U.S. federal government, for those of you who are of the religious bent out there, the U.S. government is financing the group that is persecuting and attacking Christians in Syria. And probably when you get to those pearly gates, St. Peter is going to bring that up on his computer terminal and going to say, do you know that your taxes and your government were persecuting and killing Christians in Syria? Because you get to go to the other place for that one. Now, over in Japan, we're getting more and more reports about how the government is cracking down on any media outlets or any scientists speaking out about the radioactivity coming out of Fukushima, the increasing incidence of birth defects in farm animals, the increasing incidence of birth defects and illnesses among the human population. And they're basically saying this is making Japan look bad, it's making TEPCO look bad, it's making General Electric look bad. And it's a continuation of the policy that we've seen here in the United States of America. If it's bad, we hide it. If it's good, we wave it as an election banner. They're still talking about how the jobless rate remained level this last week. They're still saying it's 9.5%. We know that's not true. There's that 86 million permanently unemployed. The U.S. Department of Labor admits they're out there, but they're not included in those jobless calculations. Under 10% jobless rate, yeah, we can campaign on that. 40% jobless rate, no, we can't talk about that. That'll get the incumbents booted in November, and we can't allow that to happen. Now, we were talking about yesterday about a new Java exploit that is making the rounds that will download to your machine through an infected web page using Java. And we suggested for those who were experienced XP users that you could add an entry to your host file, which would prevent the Java application from contacting its communication server in Singapore and downloading the actual payload to damage your machine. Well, apparently it's now coming out that Oracle knew about this bug something like 4 months ago, and because of their financial pressures, they haven't been able to deal with it. They're not planning on putting out a patch anytime soon. There will be the regularly scheduled Java update that it will be dealt with there. But again, it just underscores to us all that our government is perfectly great at dealing with disasters and crises they make up. And when it comes to real problems besetting our society, nah, they're kind of useless. They're kind of useless there at all. Alrighty. By the way, Kaspersky Security has been hired by Iran to investigate the cyber attack that destroyed data on a lot of their machines connected to their oil infrastructure. And Kaspersky has determined that this is from the same source as Dooku, Flame, Stuxnet, and all of these others, meaning it's the United States and Israel playing their games. So if you want to know where the biggest computer criminals of all are located, you can go to Washington, D.C. and Tel Aviv. Alrighty. Now, let's see. Getting back to Fukushima. Apparently, reactors number 1 and 3 suffered a mysterious drop in their cooling water levels. Now, the reactors are shut down, but because of decay products and decay isotopes, they still have to be dynamically cooled. Water is sent in from outside to keep them cool. And for some reason in these two reactors, the water level suffered a sudden drop. They still don't know why. They've increased the amount of water being pumped in to keep the fuel inside cool. But again, it's an indication that this is not stable yet. And people ought to be very worried. They're starting to get some moderate earthquakes in the region there. It's going to continue to shake, rattle, and roll the place here. Now, here's a very bizarre story. Apparently, the federal government of the United States of America, I guess they don't have anything better to do, they're suing Florida's Department of Corrections for not offering kosher meals to Jewish prison inmates. Okay. Now, I don't know why this would be an issue, because if you go to your local supermarket and you look on the cans of products, the packages that you buy, most of that is already certified kosher. There are these little code symbols they put on the label to say this is certified kosher. The manufacturers have to pay to have a rabbi come in and say you are now kosher, put the symbol on your label, and that means we're all paying for this thing. So a lot of the food packages, it's their kosher right out of the package here. And unless the prison is specifically hunting for non-kosher products, then the prisoners are being fed kosher already. So why is this even a lawsuit here? Well, because somebody is whining and saying, we're not being told it's not separate. It has to be different from what the other. It's more whining. It's more whining and crying. Look, you're in prison. You did something wrong. You're not there on a vacation. It's just absurd that this lawsuit is even taking place. North Jacksonville, Florida, another situation where a customer with a legally carried concealed firearm shot two robbers, killed one of them trying to rob the store. The gun grabbers are trying to figure out, oh, we've got to protect the lives of our criminal element. They're citizens, too. They have rights. We must disarm the public, and on and on and on and on again. Remember that Black Panther coloring book that came out in the 1960s to demonize the civil rights movement and the Black Panthers and make the whites all afraid of the blacks and everything? Well, it's got its sequel out there now. Apparently, there is a new coloring book for children called The Evil Doers, and it is just equally blatant propaganda, demonizing Arabs and Muslims, blaming them for 9/11, and they're putting it out there, and they're going to get it in the stores by Christmas. It's a coloring book about terrorism to educate the children. And I have no doubt somebody with a lot of money will buy it and hand it out for free at schools, because the schools are desperate for content, because the education budgets are cut. So they'll use that vacuum of content in the schools to flood the schools with propaganda. Muslims are bad. You gotta hate the Muslims. You've got to be carefully taught to hate and fear all the people your relatives hate. That carefully taught. It's from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, and they nailed it about how hate is instilled in the schools. You will love these people that we love and do business with, and you will hate these people over here who don't want to give us their money and their bananas and their tobacco and everything. Let's see. Down in Australia, a little bit of a first. A Hunter Valley Catholic priest has been charged for failing to report the child sex offenses of another priest. Good. Need more of that stuff going along. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on that story about the priest down in Australia who has been charged for failing to report sexual abuse committed by another priest, there's a very disturbing interview in the National Catholic Register of Father Benedict Groeschel, who is out there basically saying that all of these Catholic priests are innocent of any wrongdoing. They're the victims. It is these 12 and 13 and 14-year-old boys who are seducing the priests. Can't they say no? I'm going to give a few seconds pause here while you wipe the vomit off of your radios here on this one. I mean, that's a new low. You know, we're not out there buggering the altar boys. They're seducing us. They're so irresistible, we can't say no. Next, they're going to claim that the little kids are hitting the priests with the date rape drug or something like that. I mean, it's just, that's absolutely absurd here. All righty, then. Let's see. Now, we already talked about the non-aligned movement. We talked about the liars. We talked about, there's a couple more stories here. Apparently, there is a move by Mark Zuckerberg to consider charging to use Facebook in order to pay back the investors on their IPO to recover Facebook's stock price. Apparently, a lot of Facebook's advertisers have deserted Facebook after the revelation that 80% of the clicks on the pay-per-click ads at Facebook were being generated by bots. Didn't come from real people. Didn't come from real customers. So now Zuckerberg is saying, we're going to pay you, or rather, we're going to ask you to pay us to use Facebook. And I got a message right now. I will shut off my Facebook account if they try and charge me for it. That's completely nonsense. The original business model was, it's a social meeting area supported by advertising. They've screwed their advertisers. They've screwed their investors. The insiders are dumping their stock left and right. The writing is on the wall. I'm not going to pay for a subscription to Facebook. It's probably not going to be there in another month. And I don't think anybody listening to this show is going to be willing to pay to use Facebook, which would destroy it as an intelligence resource for the United States government anyway, as people start signing off. I use it for promotion of my website and to basically promulgate stories I feel are important for the public to know, but I'm not going to pay for that. I'll find other venues. I'm sure there are other people already out there saying, we need to invent the next Facebook. They've really messed up. We need to come up with something better, more honest, with a more realistic financial model, and not just have all these executives and everybody making heaps of money off the deal. I think Facebook has lost almost $40 billion off its original IPO valuation. It's pretty ugly stuff. All right, that's it for our show. Going to be back here tomorrow, Friday, just before the Labor Day holiday. Until then, stay safe, stay well, share what you know with your friends, be angry, be skeptical. Tell your local radio stations to carry Republic Broadcasting. Thank you all for your support, and aloha, America.